Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The parents of a man who disappeared in Waupaca County nearly 6 years ago spoke out last week, one day after a woman was charged in connection with his death. John Morgan Jr. was 22 when he was last seen alive in March of 2020. His body has never been found. 31-year-old Desiree Osmond was charged last week with first-degree reckless homicide and hiding a corpse, among other counts. Osmond is accused of providing the heroin that led to Morgan's fatal overdose. Morgan's parents spoke to the judge at Osmond's court appearance, asking for a high bail amount and no bond be set. They say they respect that the legal process must play out, but they say 6 years is a long time to go without closure. Court records show Osmond is due back in court on March 9th for a preliminary hearing. An Oconto woman was convicted last week for providing the fentanyl that killed her boyfriend on Christmas Day in 2022. Court records show 32-year-old Sarah Dahl pleaded no contest to first-degree reckless homicide. Dahl will be sentenced in May. If you believe the old proverb, we'd have to say March is coming in more like a lamb. Chilly, but sunny and seasonable. Looks like things will quickly turn more lion-like, though, with a chance for a wintry mix tomorrow morning and a few rounds of rain heading our way later in the week. Details coming up in the full forecast. People in northeast Wisconsin joined protesters around the country this weekend after the United States and Israeli strikes in Iran on Saturday. Demonstrators gathered on the corner of Main and Webster with chants and signs opposing President Trump's actions in the Middle East. A small group of protesters stood along College Avenue in Appleton as well. Protesters say they think money could be better spent on food, education, and infrastructure here in the U.S. rather than a war in the Middle East. One person was killed in a Bellevue house fire early Sunday morning and another taken to the hospital. Green Bay firefighters say crews found smoke billowing from the home on Scarlet Lane when they arrived. One person had gotten out, but another was still inside. Firefighters found the second person in the house and got them outside, but that person was pronounced dead at the scene. Fire marshals are still investigating the cause of the fire. Northeast Wisconsin lost a beloved voice in the radio world over the weekend. WAPL-FM announced Rick McNeil of the familiar duo Rick and Len has died. McNeil retired in 2024, citing health reasons, after nearly four decades with the rock music station. His longtime radio partner Len Nelson recently posted on Facebook that McNeil had been hospitalized with sepsis following an infection. Rick McNeil was 67. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The minimum wage in Wisconsin is $7.25 an hour. For tipped workers like restaurant servers, it's $2.33 an hour. Now, some Wisconsin Democrats are proposing raising the state's minimum wage to $20 an hour by 2030. State Senator Kelda Royce, who's also running for governor, said in a press conference that at least a million workers can't afford basic needs like housing, childcare, or health care. Sabrina Prochaska, who works in the service industry, said her pay is $15.81 per hour. And it isn't enough, especially as the cost of living and health care costs are rising. The proposed bill would increase the state minimum wage to $15 an hour immediately. It would then increase $1.25 each year until 2030, when it would reach $20 an hour. The measure is unlikely to advance during this legislative session. Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit. This one is over federal changes to the childhood vaccine schedule. Attorney General Josh Call joins the governor of Pennsylvania and attorneys general from 14 other states in the suit that challenges the Trump administration's decision to remove several vaccines, including rotavirus, hepatitis A and B, and COVID-19. State health leaders report responding to measles cases in 2025 and 2026, including reaching 36 in late 2025. Officials say all of those cases involved unvaccinated people. Speaking of the highly contagious viral infection called measles, numerous Wisconsin health organizations are encouraging vaccination after recent confirmed cases in the state. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz reports.
All individuals eligible for vaccination should confirm their vaccination status by reviewing their records or by receiving the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, commonly called the MMR vaccine. Cases have been increasing across North America recently, largely due to decreasing immunization rates in children after the disease was considered eliminated for decades. It spreads through the air when an infected person coughs or breathes and can linger for up to 2 hours. It is so contagious that approximately 9 in 10 unvaccinated individuals exposed to the virus can be expected to develop infection. While most people with measles experience high fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes, and eventually a diffuse rash, it can lead to more serious issues like pneumonia, brain swelling, and even death. Complications are more common in younger and older individuals, as well as those with compromised immune systems.
I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin companies are going to court over tariffs tied to President Donald Trump's trade policies. Kohl's, Milwaukee Tool, and several manufacturers want refunds for import taxes they say were collected illegally. The lawsuits don't give dollar figures, but companies argue the tariffs hurt business and created uncertainty. One CEO says most firms just want clear, consistent trade rules. The legal fight comes as new global tariffs are again being debated in Washington. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow visited western Wisconsin on Wednesday, seeking to drum up support for the Democratic candidates who are challenging the incumbent Republican Derek Van Orden in the 3rd Congressional District. Civic Media's James Kelly was there.
Congressman Crow's town hall at the Chippewa Valley Museum covered a wide range of topics, most notably issues like ensuring veterans are taken care of properly, protecting access to health care, and the effects of tariffs. Asked about some differences between the ways tariffs are affecting Wisconsin residents and residents in his home district, Congressman Crow highlighted soybean farmers.
The soybean farmers have been hit particularly hard by tariffs. You're talking with some of the farm groups have told me that a lot of these farms haven't received orders in 5 months or more, right? And orders are just starting to trickle in. People can't afford that. Family farms simply cannot afford that, and they're going under.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Traveling is set to get a little easier in Wisconsin as bus service is scaled up. The Department of Transportation and operators like Lamers and Greyhound announced updates to the statewide routes, including new connections and more reliable schedules. One of the biggest changes is the addition of a new route between La Crosse and Green Bay. A couple Midwest schools rank first and second among the public universities in the United States in Time Magazine's list of the world's top universities of 2026. The University of Michigan is 9th overall on the list and is the number one public university in the United States. The number two public university in the U.S. and 20th overall worldwide is the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The magazine looked at academic strength, economic impact, innovation, and global engagement as it ranked the top 500 universities across the globe. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the Boston Celtics tonight. They've got the second best record in the Eastern Conference just behind Detroit. The Bucks with an embarrassing loss yesterday in Chicago, 120-97. The Bulls hadn't won a game since January, an 11-game losing streak. Doc Rivers.
Well, I don't know if there's such a thing as the basketball gods, but if there is, he was alive tonight. When you approach the game and play like that, you don't deserve to win. If we had won the game, I'd have been upset. I'd have taken the win because we need it. But that is not how you play basketball.
College hoops, Marquette losing at home to the DePaul Blue Demons, 62-51. The Golden Eagles now 10-19 for the year. Women's hockey in Madison over the weekend. The Wisconsin Badgers beat Bemidji State in overtime, 2-1. Layla Edwards with the winning goal, sending the number one ranked Badgers to the WCHA finals faceoff that begins Thursday in St. Paul. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a sunny one today with a high in the upper 30s to low 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 20s to near 30 for a low. And then tomorrow, a little off and on light rain or snow early, then gradual clearing with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.